We may force you to pass the peace, but we do not force people to take candy canes. In the lectionary, the gospel lesson for today is Luke chapter 2, 41 through 51. And as I read that, I noticed that it has the refrain that Jesus' mother treasured all these things in her heart. And so I thought I would read back in chapter 2, and we would hear it for the first time, but it's the second time this morning. So this is on page 58, Luke chapter 2, beginning at the 15th verse. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we listen to narrative and music, let us today listen for God's word in A Christmas Narrative by Kenneth Davis.
Mary
Thank you, Kathy. I'm so sorry that I jumped the gun there. I got so excited adding in the passing of the peace that I forgot to follow what's actually printed in the bulletin. But that was beautiful. Thank you. And now, listen for a word of God as we hear narrative and music from A Christmas Narrative by Kenneth Davis. Century BC, the prophet Isaiah spoke of a coming Savior who would rescue Israel from her captivity in Babylon. Under severe oppression, the Israelites cried out, "How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?" They longed for freedom and for redemption. They wanted to go home. Isaiah said to them, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel." I'm sure some of the people wanted to know when that would happen. When? When? When is a funny word. Our when is not the same as God's when. But through Isaiah, God promised that a Savior would be born, a son would be given, a rose would bloom among the thorns, even in the middle of the desert. In Florida, we have a hard time imagining a cold winter night. We often don't even experience a cool winter night. But in the wilderness of the Middle East, in a little town called Bethlehem, on a cold night, a baby was born. His mother Mary looked at him and remembered all that the angel had told her. Joseph stood at her side, looking into the face of the child. Joseph had visited with angels too, in his dreams, like another Joseph from the Old Testament. And on that cold winter's night, Mary and Joseph looked at their new son in love, how silently that wondrous gift was given. One of my favorite cartoons to watch this time of year is Charlie Brown's Christmas. And the best part is, this is not an opinion, it is the best part, is when Linus reads the story of the shepherds from Luke chapter 2. The shepherds were hardworking people. They probably didn't have benefits or health care. They worked all night long. They probably worked all day long too. They may not have even owned the sheep. They very well could have been keeping watch of the sheep owned by wealthier landowners. So it's really significant that Luke tells us that the angel of the Lord visited these hard-working people. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy for all people. For born to you this day in the city of David is a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And let this be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. The angel didn't have to say it twice. Those shepherds went to see the baby, who would be called the Good Shepherd. Matthew tells of other visitors, three magi or kings or wise men who travel from the east. We really don't know if there were two wise men or three wise men or four wise men. We know that they brought three precious gifts from their culture, gold, and frankincense and myrrh. If the shepherds represent the poor, the working poor, the kings represent the most wealthy on the other end of the spectrum. The kings saw the star, and as their studies had taught them, when something amazing is happening in heaven, something corresponds to it on earth. And so they too went to visit the baby, who we call the newborn king.
Thank you.
It must have been so amazing to see the baby, the one we call the Good Shepherd, our prophet, priest, and king. He was born in such lowly, humbling circumstances. And yet, maybe that's the biggest clue about who Jesus is for us. By beginning his life not in a palace, not in a temple, but rather in a stable, in a place out of sight, out of mind, Jesus shows us that his own ministry is humble. His focus is on the people that are often pushed out of sight, out of mind. This person, this child, laid to rest on Mary's lap, is the one who will go to the others, the ones that the world has no room for. So it's December 27th, right? Isn't that today's day? Okay. Does it seem like Christmas happened a long time ago already? Do the candles from Christmas Eve already seem to be receding into your memory? You and I spend so much energy during this time of year. Christmas parties, Christmas cookies, Christmas music. People brought up Santa Baby today. If you've got little kids, you spend energy on Christmas outfits, putting them in it, keeping them in it. Sometimes we spend energy fighting against some of that. I saw a semi-truck once, and it had two bumper stickers. One was, "Jesus is the reason for the season." The other was, "How's my driving?" I didn't know what to do. There's a line from Joy to the World that I really like, and it's actually in one of my favorite Christmas movies. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. That's our job as the church. Our job is to hear the joy of Christmas. We hear the joy of Mary nursing her son. We hear Joseph's joy as he stands and smiles. We can hear the smile. We hear the broad accents and the off-color comments of the shepherds. They can hardly believe what they're seeing. We hear their joy. We hear the foreign tongues of the kings as they come and kneel in respect and homage to this baby. We don't know what they're saying, but we can hear the joy. We hear the joy of the angels in heaven. They cry out glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people on earth. That's a message of joy. Let's not muffle the joy. Let's not mute the joy. Let's repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Thank you. Almighty God, you wonderfully created and yet more wonderfully restored the dignity of human nature in this baby in the manger, Jesus the Christ. He became one of us so that we might become more like him. Help us to share in his joy and in the joy of all that surround him. We ask it in his name. Amen.
Today's reading is from Luke 2, 41 through 51. I'll be reading from the Revised Standard, so the words will be a little bit different than what's in your pew Bible, but the message will be the same. Let's listen to these words as if we've never heard them before and see how they affect our lives today. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to custom. And when the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not know it, but supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.